Well, in Oregon, a judge is considering whether to grant a new trial to a man who was convicted by a non-unanimous jury. In all but two states, jury verdicts must be unanimous for felony convictions that don't involve murder. But that's not what happens in Oregon, where prosecutors need just 10 out of 12 jurors to win their case. Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, and a note, his story begins with some graphic content.
This summer, after days of testimony and a few hours of deliberating, a jury found Olon Williams guilty of first-degree sodomy. He was convicted of performing oral sex on a man who was passed out drunk in his apartment. Two jurors disagreed with that verdict. In 48 other states, that would be enough for a hung jury. But Williams was sentenced to more than 8 years in prison.
In Oregon, you can be convicted of any felony other than murder on a 10-2 verdict. In every other state except Louisiana, it needs to be a unanimous verdict.
That's Ryan Scott, the lawyer who took over Williams' case after his conviction. He's seeking a new trial and says Oregon's law, the one that allows non-unanimous jury verdicts, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Williams is black, and so is one of the jurors who voted not to convict. Aliza Kaplan directs the Criminal Justice Reform Clinic at Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland.
The original purpose of Oregon's non-unanimous rule really has behind it discrimination.
Kaplan says Oregon's unique law was passed by voters in a 1934 ballot measure, which made it part of the state constitution. She says it was originally meant to prevent European immigrants from having a say on juries.
Everyone really must understand the times. This is the early 30s, Depression. We had just sort of come out of a 10-year period where the Ku Klux Klan was very popular around the state with a lot of power, a lot of political power.
In 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Oregon and Louisiana's non-unanimous jury laws. But today, critics say Oregon's law discriminates against people of color. Cash Singleton is African-American. She was one of the dissenting jurors in Olon Williams' case.
This case actually showed exactly what's wrong with it.
Singleton did not vote to convict Williams because she didn't believe he committed a crime. But because of Oregon's jury law, her vote, in essence, didn't matter.
A lot of people of color have a overall distrust of the criminal justice system. They feel like serving on juries, it doesn't do any good because it's really white people running everything. So what good does it do for us to even bother?
Research shows jurors are more likely to convict people of a different race than themselves.
So if you are a white juror and you're looking at a black defendant, you are more likely to convict somebody who is black.
Matt Dos Santos is the legal director for the ACLU of Oregon, which has filed a brief in support of a new trial for Williams. Dos Santos says his concerns about non-unanimous criminal convictions go beyond race.
Stop and think about it. If there are two people in that room saying, I don't believe it, I think there's a reasonable doubt. And so not getting to a unanimous jury, I think, undercuts some of the foundations of our, you know, what we truly believe is important in criminal justice.
Despite its history, the non-unanimous jury amendment has its supporters. Josh Marquis is a district attorney in Oregon and says the state system works.
It does not raise the number of convictions. What it does is it reduces the number of mistrials for hung juries.
Marquis says the law also works both ways. It's just as easy to acquit someone in Oregon as it is to convict them. But not all prosecutors agree with Marquis. John Hummel is a district attorney based in Central Oregon. He says a 10-2 verdict means 17% of the jury disagrees with the decision.
17% of unbiased people who discuss something disagreed with the ultimate decision. Oh, that's not the confidence level that I think our justice system should deliver.
Hummel says it's critical for jurors to consider and wrestle with opinions they don't agree with and not be able to dismiss them so quickly.
We have a more efficient system of justice, but the flip side is you have a more efficient system of justice that might be delivering more verdicts that are unjust. And so the question is your goal justice or efficiency?
If a judge grants Williams a new trial, the ruling won't have any bearing on Oregon's constitutional amendment that allows for non-unanimous verdicts. But critics of non-unanimous juries think Williams' case could find a path to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the justices could revisit the issue. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland, Oregon.